Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is one of those curious feast days within the church, where we celebrate these children, these unborn children, or these rather recently born children, celebrate them as martyrs. These are infants, meaning that word infant means those who cannot speak. These infants confess more loudly than any of the prophets the glory of Christ, who even through their own actions, which is only to receive death, that Christ, the Lord and Savior, might live and fulfill his mission. We can see within these children a great grace that the fathers of the church speak about very often. They say that these children, how many of these children who were horribly slaughtered in their innocence would have kept themselves free from sin, would have given their lives in total service to God? How many of them, if given that opportunity to turn away from God, would have actually taken it, would have turned away from him and ended in blessedness? Certainly, we could say it probably wouldn't be statistically 100%. Probably quite a number less, since what our Lord says later on, how many will be saved? He says not many. He says only few will find the path to salvation. And yet, here with this moment of confessing, they were preserved, saved from having to endure the trials of life and so receive the rewards of eternal salvation. What that can get us to do, and what we should do and to focus on today in our Mass, is spend the time, especially as we're seeing the gifts offered up, as we're seeing our Lord raised up, as we adore him today, we should think upon the ways in which maybe God preserved us from falling into sin greater than what we fell to in our lives, and thank him. Those moments which he preserved us where we could have gone down this path if we would have been more popular, if we would have been more attractive, if we would have been more skilled in these other things, the greater temptations that we would have had. Yet, God bestowed upon us the gift of a weakness, the gift of somebody else doing something which kept us from falling into a sin maybe we would have fallen into. During this Mass, we have the opportunity to see in these lives of these children how God, as it said in our psalm, our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. We all have those opportunities. And today, as a church, we reflect upon them and give glory to God. Because that is the way where our Lord, through a grace which seemed to us maybe to be a great tragedy, has actually preserved us and given us a deeper innocence than otherwise we would have had. This Mass, we thank him. Today, we give him praise. Our innocence preserved by something God has worked out, just as he did with these holy innocents. In this Mass, in this Eucharist, we give thanks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.